you're over 30. You might be struggling to get off the couch and get moving, or you might be hitting the gym but unsure what to do. We get it. But you need motivation, and you need to know the steps to take on your journey to fitness and health. You're listening to the 30 Plus Men's Fitness Podcast with your host, Coach Treggs.
Christmas is coming. And a good friend of mine and client, John, and I messaged him early and said, thank you for the inspiration, shared an infographic on Facebook yesterday, which I've nicked and shared on the page today. And it said, just a reminder, don't put yourself into debt or go spending unnecessary money that you don't have just to show people that you love them at Christmas. I thought it was brilliant. I know this is a fitness page, but I'm always trying to give you some mindset and perspective and things like that. And I thought that was amazing. Because let's face it, guys, right? It can be a tough time for all of us, not just men. Okay? Personally, my tax bill is due at the end of January. Okay? So it's quite an expensive few months for me. So I have to bear that in mind. And I'm a sole provider. A lot of pressure on me this time of year. Good job, I enjoy pressure. But it can be a scary time. I remember when I was first in business, and you get to Christmas in the fitness business, your boot campers drop off a bit, your PT clients drop off a bit, and you think to yourself, oh shit, actually December's a little bit barren here in terms of income. Then you pick up in January because everyone wants to get fit in January. And you know, you can handle a bad month when you're a single guy only looking after yourself. When you've got kids and a family and a big house, different story. So a couple of years ago, around Christmas, we started to make offers in December for discounts for boot camp in the new year and one-to-one and our online stuff, which we'll be doing next Friday. And that was proved to be a winner. So I don't stress as much as I used to when it comes to December, but I'm still extremely mindful, okay? And I want you to understand this, guys. Don't get caught into the trap of going and spending money on unnecessary things you don't need. Listen, I'll be making you offers next Friday, okay? So am I contradicting myself? No, I'm selling you fitness. I'm selling you health and fitness. It's going to benefit your life. But you only have to listen to the radio. And if you're aware and if you understand things like programming, which I'm very aware of, subliminal programming, we had Kistry on in the gym today. And in between the music, and we're talking now, what are we, the 20th of November? In between the music, all you have got is adverts. Go out and buy, spend on this, go and buy this chocolate, get this for free, 2 bottles of Baileys, get your beers, stock up, stock up, stock up, Christmas is coming. You're being programmed to go out and spend on stuff you don't even need or probably want. When you're aware to this kind of stuff, you understand, yeah? You are being programmed, television adverts, radios, pullouts in the newspaper, all going to get you to spend on stuff you wouldn't even think about had you not heard these adverts. Don't fall into the trap if you can't afford it. I give my missus, we have a budget for Christmas. We stick to that budget. I think it's quite a generous one, but we stick to it. Because I'm not prepared to start shitting myself in January because I've tried to go over the top at Christmas, okay? I'm trying to show everyone you love them through material things, okay? Joe says, I agree. And with that, people go mad at Christmas. Spend what they don't have. I have 2 kids. Spend 500 euro on each child each. Good man. Thank you, Peter. New follower. Great to have you here. Good evening, Tyler Durton. Who's Tyler Durton? I bet he's a good-looking bugger, any keys? So here's something, okay? So don't be programmed, guys. Okay, I know this is a fitness page, but I'm always trying to give you different advice. Okay, I'm aware of it because I know what's going on. I'm woke, man. I'm so woke out here. Okay, I will not go and buy 3 bottles of Baileys for the price of one from Lidl. I'll tell you why, because all my bloody clients buy them for me instead. So don't feel you have to fall into that trap. Here's another thing, guys, right? I've got a lot of clients right now that are having anxiety about Christmas, the nights out, the big piss-ups, the meals out. A lot of clients, I see this. They come to me and they start dreading Christmas. Because Christmas, hey Claire, good to have you on here. Christmas is a break from the routine, right? I'm a man of routine. I love my routine. I love knowing what I'm up to each weekend with the kids and the training and what my diary's like in the week. And then all of a sudden Christmas comes along and it's extra money. It's extra expense. We're going here, there and everywhere. Okay. Hey, Chris, good to have you on, mate. Well done on your run yesterday. Keep that going, buddy. And all of a sudden there's extra pressure and clients are coming to me stressed about nights out. So here's something you don't have to do at Christmas, right? Don't feel you have to. Of course, you got to go and enjoy yourself, but don't feel that you have to please people by going and, you know, drinking and, you know, boozing on every occasion. Like, you can take the car. I'm not saying don't have a good time. Have a good time. I'll be having a great time. But I'm just saying be mindful. Do you know how many people will come out of December and go into January skint? And having gained a shitload of weight because they have tried. Evening, Jay, good to have you on here, mate. Because they have tried to please everyone. They've gone out. They've gone. And I shared this meme the other day. And it is a meme. And it was funny. And I said, this is funny. And it says, I can't wait to start. So I would get it on my phone, but it's charging downstairs. So I can't wait to start saying, fuck it. It's Christmas to everything. Like, oh, you know, I ate like two fucking lots of Ferrero Rochers last night. Fuck it, it's Christmas. Right, come on, let's go on the piss for the third time in the week. Fuck it, it's Christmas. Oh, come on, let's open those mince pies now. Fuck it, it's Christmas. It's funny, but we've all been there. I've been that guy. Good evening, Craig. I've been that guy. Let me know if you agree. Put some comments in below, guys, right? I've been that guy that's had a bad relationship with food and got to Christmas and gone, fuck it, it's Christmas. Hey! And then wake up on January the 1st, the stone heavier. Miserable. Realizing, you know, all those New Year, New Me vows that you made were probably a little bit excessive and now you can't keep up with them, okay? I got nights out at Christmas, okay? And here's one for me, and this is not me being holier than thou, because I'm not that guy, all right? I'm not that guy. I'm heavily involved with my kids' football now. I did it because selfishly, I want my kids to play as much football as possible, all right? So I always tell the parents this. I need help. I need more coaches to come forward because I'm doing this because I'm selfish. I want John and Elliot to play as much football as possible. That's why I'm leading the coaching sessions, and I think I can have a positive influence. My weekends are full with kids' footy and coaching. Now, I got my Christmas party on the 7th, and they're always wild. But the day after my Christmas party, Elliot's playing football, which I'm in charge of, and I'm also doing training after that for the kids. So I'll be committed for 3 hours football on a Sunday. Now, do I want to do that with a raving hangover? No. So at my Christmas party for the first time ever, I will be showing some restraint this year. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be having a good time. Okay. But I think that we get into our head that we have to get drunk. We have to overconsume to have a good time. I will have a good time at my Christmas party, even if I'm sipping Diet Coke, because I've got all my clients together having a wonderful time. We're doing presentations. People are getting awards for Athlete of the Year, Transformation of the Year, Most Improved, and I'll buzz off that. Now, when I weigh this up, okay, because I could tell the parents football's off tomorrow because it's my Christmas party, and all of those parents would be cool. It's Christmas, okay? I could pre-record a live workout and not go live on the Sunday, but in the grand scheme of things, okay, What am I going to get more joy out of? I'm going to get more joy out of getting up and coaching my lad and watching him play football and doing a live workout. Does that mean I can't enjoy the Saturday? No, it just shows I've got to have a little bit of restraint. Because actually, I'm going to get more out of watching my son play football and coach his team than I am from a raging hangover, okay? This is not me being holier than thou. I'm trying to give you some perspective. We try and please everyone. Now, I'm not going to upset anyone by not getting shit-faced at my Christmas party. They'll all be getting shit-faced, okay? They won't even notice. I'm not going to upset anyone by not over-consuming and not doing shots. That's not going to upset anyone at all. And the next day, I get to watch my son play football, which is the biggest buzz. Let me tell you something. We took teams on Sunday for under-sixes matches, and I actually had a parent come up to me at the end of the game, not from our lot, who actually had a go at me, and she said, "You shouldn't be shouting out the score. These kids are under sevens or under sixes, and there's no scores because it's a friendly, and they're friendlies, and some of the kids might take it the wrong way." And I just sort of smiled politely and went, "Oh, okay then." Not what I was thinking in my head, but, you know, don't react. Don't react. So anyway, what I did is I actually put it to the coaches. We've got like a messenger group going on Monday saying, "Look, this has happened. Was this lady just being a busybody or has she got a point?" And they said, no, she's right. You know, we should be discouraging the kids to keep score. It's friendly. Some kids take it the wrong way. And I was like, do I need to tone down my sort of Mourinho when he was manager at Porto, running down the touchline and sliding onto his knees at Old Trafford kind of celebrations when my kid gets a goal? Because I was literally doing that. And they were like, "Yeah, you probably need to tone it down, but it was you gave us a chuckle." So what I'm saying is I get quite a buzz out of going to watch my kids on the Sunday, right? I get quite a buzz. So I'm weighing that up and I'm saying, right, I don't have to conform. I can still have a good night. I don't have to conform. And I can have the best of both worlds. Guys, get some questions below. Kieran says, "Totally agree. Christmas is tough in my industry, catering, long hours, busier shifts. Eating on my feet, snacking on shit high-calorie food, wake up on January, skin and after. But the Christmas lives keep me accountable." I think personally you can have both. You know, one of the best quotes I've seen is, "Kids want your presence," as in you being there and being present, than your presence. Now, easier said than done. My kids are 7 and 5. You know, they're coming to me and going, "Daddy, can we have this? Daddy, can we have that?" And whilst I drill into them the importance of family, it's still very hard when they're kids. They're kids, you know? And of course, they're going to have a great time and, you know, they're going to get that extra goal for the front yard. So they got 2 goals there. But I'm not going to go beyond what I can do for them because I keep a roof over their head. You know, I pay for their swimming. I pay for everything. I pay for everything. So I am not going to put myself in strife in January, and neither should you. And I just want to give you some perspective on this, guys, because it is a tough time. We all work hard. We all got bills. We've all got outgoings. Fucking take out Christmas. We've all got outgoings. Throw Christmas into the mix and it's even more pressure. You know, and then do you buy for this person? Do you buy for that person? What about this person? You know, one of the best things we do with our family is a secret Santa. Perfect. Saves you buying for everyone's cousins, uncles, you know, siblings and all this kind of thing. Secret Santa. Why are you stressing about going to break in the bank and buying a gift for somebody that you see once a year when you can just go and see them in person and be present? Hopefully this has given you a little bit of different perspective, guys. Chris, perfect. Do you know what, Chris? Do you know what I love about Christmas? Oh, the other night, me and the boys just sat there and we put on Home Alone for about the millionth time. But it's Home Alone season, isn't it? And that's what it's all about. It's about friends. It's about family. It's about getting together. You've got a choice, guys, this Christmas, right? If you go into January the 1st and you've gained a shed load of weight, that was a choice. If you go into January the 1st and you've run up a massive credit card bill, that was your choice. I'm not saying be a Scrooge. I'm just trying to give you some perspective. Claire says, I've developed new habits. I have my Christmas food shop delivered on Christmas Eve so we don't munch on the run up to Christmas. I love this. We eat normally. We have treats on Christmas Day and that's it, really. I love that, Claire. I love that. And that is the way I look at it, right? I used to get to December the 1st and be like, ah, fuck it, it's Christmas. And like literally every time I went in a supermarket, it would be chocolates, this, that. I would get to Christmas Day and not enjoy it because I'd already overconsumed. And I say this, you want to get to Christmas Day and go, right, I'm having a good go here. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to have a good drink, loads of food, and not feel any guilt about it. But when you can't, when you just go, fuck it, it's Christmas, December the 1st, and overconsume, I've woken up on Christmas Day going, oh, I'm done. What? I don't want to wake up on Christmas Day feeling like that. I want to wake up on Christmas Day going, bring it on. Craig Warren says, games with the kids is great. I've also recently discovered the game Cards Against Humanity, Epic. Oh, interesting, not heard of that. My wife has bought me Christmas presents already. Two pairs of trainers that need breaking in. You got the London Marathon coming up, Jay. Perfect. Here's another thing as well. I talk about keeping it moving over Christmas. Don't slow down at Christmas. Let me reframe this for you. Okay? Obviously, if you're one of my members, just to let you know, guys, I will be making you some offers next week to our members area, our paid members area. What is it? So I'm just plugging my laptop back in. It's my online members area. This is the free fan page. A lot of you guys are in the free community, but my online paid members area, you get access to our app, which is awesome. You get three workouts a week and two, so that's five in total, two live workouts on the weekend with me, virtual. You jump up and you join me. I'll be making you offers to them. In my members area, we do a 12 days of Christmas. That means I go live every day, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I'll be live training you guys 10 a.m. every day unless stated. Keep it moving up to Christmas. You should all join me next month, next week. I'm programming you now. Don't listen to me. I'm trying to program you. But I'm programming you into fitness. Okay, not going to buy Ferrero Rochers. What is it with Ferrero Rochers? I swear my clients, right, only think I like Ferrero Rochers and Baileys. My nan, God rest her soul, who passed away a couple of Christmases ago, only bought me Ferrero Rochers. I was like, Nan, I do like other chocolates. I swear some clients, they don't realise I like other drinks apart from Baileys. I got Baileys in the fridge, in the gym. Because I got so many bottles at home, I'm like, I've just got to leave some here. Yes, defo, Sam. But keep it moving all the way up to Christmas. Here's the thing, right? Who sits down as part of their day-to-day job? Who's chained to a desk, okay? You're highly likely going to have some time off at Christmas. Guess what? Move more. Going for a swim New Year's Day. Brilliant. They do that down on Barry Island, Chris. I think we're going to go down and have a dip in the sea. Reframe Christmas. Is Christmas a time where you just go, F it, it's Christmas, feet up, do nothing? I think Christmas, I always say this, right? You want to eat more? Move more. I've actually been, because I'm training for this marathon, in my head, and I don't want it to make it all about me, I want to give you guys some perspective, but in my head, I've been building up like the runs I'm going to do and building up to actually doing a marathon before Christmas. And I'm going, well, if I keep adding a couple of K every week, I reckon I'll probably, at this rate, be running a marathon on Christmas Eve. Now, people might say that's mad, but can you imagine the calories I get to eat on Christmas Day if I do something like that? Can you imagine that? No guilt, no remorse, no like, oh, I've had enough. And here's something as well. Morning, Kevin. I personally love the time around about the 27th to New Year's Eve. All right? Tell you a little story. Nothing really happens then, does it? Some of you go back to work. Why do people carry on, rip the arse out of it after Boxing Day? come on, let's keep going. Yay. Now, I used to love this, right? Back in my single days, okay? Yep, sure. Christmas Eve, boozy. Christmas Day, Boxing Day, overconsumption. But because I knew I'd be going out on the pool on New Year's Eve with my mates, I don't want to go out with three chins. So between the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, and on New Year's Eve, I would put a shift in with the training. And also, probably just go back to like cold meat and veggies, because it's there. How much cold meat is there around at Christmas, right? There's loads of cold meat around at Christmas, so it doesn't have to be all beige. So you can, you know, from the sort of 27th to the 31st, sort of just pull it back in a bit and just up the veggies, keep the protein high. And I used to love it because, like, you'd wake up kind of like on the 27th, you'd be like, oh, I've done a bit here. I've overconsumed. Then I'd be like, right, I'm going out New Year's Eve. Like, I want to feel good. I want to look good. So let's put a shift in, and then you put it in and then go out New Year's Eve and feel great. Gavin's got it absolutely nailed on the head. I love all the food and drinks at Christmas, but equally the downtime, it means more exercise time. Perfect. This is the message I try and get across to everyone, Gav. Gav, listen, you're a great follower. You should come and join us in the members. I'm going to make you an offer next Friday. You'd love it. Christmas lives and all that. It's great. But yeah, one of the reasons I'm like, people are saying to me, why are you like doing so much mileage now? The Manchester Marathon isn't until April. Well, that's just part of a grand plan. But here's something, right? Is, I don't know about you guys. My birthday's in October, which is always 2 weeks after the Cardiff Half Marathon. And by then I've usually used up my goals for the year, and I can get a bit sloppy around about this time with my nutrition. So having the Manchester Marathon to concentrate on means I've also booked in little other micro events. So me and one of my clients, Andy, are running in the Lee Valley Half Marathon up in London next weekend, miles away from me, but it's a half marathon. It keeps me accountable. That's on the 30th of November. It means I can't get sloppy. So one of the reasons I'm doing all this running now is because it's going to keep me ticking over all the way up through Christmas. So rather than going 1st of December, sod it, I'm now thinking, I wonder how many long runs I can get in over Christmas. I should be fueled because I'm going to be eating the calories. So it's about this balance. Are you getting some perspective from this, guys? I really believe that Christmas is an opportunity to just to keep it moving. Let me tell you this. Gyms are going to be dead soon. If you're a gym member, get in there. The gym I'm based at, it's not my gym, I just rent the space, is quieter now. All the gyms are going to be packed in January with the new year, new me people, right? You can keep putting a shift in all the way up to Christmas. I love Claire's point earlier. Claire, if you're still on, brilliant. That's a whole new perspective. Yeah? You don't need to just kick it off super early. Get your shop delivered on Christmas Eve. Keep treats or whatever. I don't like to call it treats. Keep junk food to a minimum in the house and really enjoy Christmas Day. I mean, what is Christmas Day about, right? It's about family, friends. Of course, it's about good food. Of course, it's about having a few drinks. But like I said the other day, there's no fun in overconsumption time and time again. Let's be fair. It sounds great, doesn't it? You know when people say, oh, you know, yeah, Christmas, just going to put my feet up, do nothing, you know, just watch Netflix, eat chocolate, drink wine every night, all that. Sounds great, doesn't it? But after a couple of days, if you said to me, Treggs, 5 days indoors, you can have as much booze, as much food as you want, as much Netflix as you want, okay? Probably after 2 days, I'd be like, get me outside now, get me some water and get me some exercise. I've got 8K steps to do, Trex, to hit 30K. Can you keep talking? I'd love to, mate. I'm going to sign off soon, only because I'm going to get home to the famalam. Keep moving, Paul. You got this. Oh, by the way, one of the things I'm recording for you next week is a bonus audio, a training audio. So, Paul, it's going to be perfect for you if you're out doing your steps, because you're going to have Trex in your ear with some motivational music keeping you fired up. something that we're working on, I'm doing right now. So a lot of people love the bonus audio I did for my 41st birthday. I'm doing many things of little visualization audios for you to listen to when you train, get you in the mood for it, okay? Imagine that with a great kind of, not a Rocky montage, but a Treggs montage. Really looking forward to putting it together. So look, let's conclude. Some great numbers, some great comments. Keep giving it a share. I always try and give you perspective, guys, okay? I want you to remember this clearly. If you wake up on January the 1st to stone heavier, that was a choice. If you wake up having whacked an extra grand on your credit card that you know you can't afford, that was a choice. You chose to do that. Nobody's forcing you, okay? Guys, don't go putting yourself in stupid debt. Don't go gaining a stone at Christmas. You don't have to overconsume and go to every fucking night out and booze it to please people. Do what makes you happy. What makes you happy? I know what makes me happy is health and fitness, family. Okay? That's what makes me happy. Have a think about what really makes you happy at Christmas and do more of that, guys, all right? Guys, I hope you got some really good perspective from this. I really appreciate you joining in. All right, all said with love. And if there's somebody out there you think needs to hear this, tag them in. All right, have a lovely evening, guys. I'm going to get home to the family. Keep trucking. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to 30 Plus Men's Fitness. You can find us by searching 30 Plus Men's Fitness on Facebook or by visiting 30plusmensfitness.com. You've taken the first step to getting fit and healthy. We'll see you next time.